Vayter in Shasper and Dov Tesvav, picking it up at the very top line of Tesvav. Now, we discussed yesterday about there were eight different Nevi'im that came from Rachav, and that four of them were children of the other four. So now we try to show how there were Nevi'im. Bishlama Inu Mifreshei, so the ones that say that were Yirmiyahu, Hananel, Baruch, and Saria, they know that they're Nevi'im. Why? Because it says it straight up. Pasuk says that they're Nevi'im. Ella av Hisayu Minolan. How do we know that their fathers, which were Chilkiah, Shalom, Neria, and Machsia, that they were Nevi'im? Where do we get that from? Kidula, like Ula says, Damar Ula. Kol makom sheshmo v'shim avi b'nevi'os. Anytime you have, where there's a pasuk that says, you have a Navi, and he mentioned it with the name of his father, when it has something to do with Navua, then be a duasha who ben Navi, who Navi? Ben Navi. He's a Navi, the son of a Navi. Shmo velo shem aviv, it says his name, but it doesn't say his father's name. Then be a duasha who Navi velo ben Navi. He's a Navi, not ben Navi. Shmo v'shem iro mafurish, if you have the Navi, you say his name along with the city. Be a duasha me osayir, then you know he's from that city. Shemo velo shem iro, if you say his name without a city, be a duasha mishalayim, you know that he's from Yerushalayim, Yerakoydesh. But Masin Satan, we learned in a brisa, kol shem ha'isav ma'isav asaf stumim. Anytime you have somebody who's mentioned that his actions and his father's actions, that they're stumim, they're not spoken about, whether one way or the other, uparit lecha, kosa be'echadim b'shvach, and in one area, it goes in and says something positive, kagon, dvar Hashem ha'shahoya el tzafanya ben kushi ben gedalia, then be a doer shoot tzadik ben tzadik. You know he's a tzadik ben tzadik. Chol shaparit lecha kasa be'echad him l'ganai. But anytime there's one of them, it says l'ganai. Kigon v'hi b'chodesh ha'shvi ba Yishmael ben Netanya ben Elishama. In such a case over there, be a doer shahu Rasha ben Rasha. You know that he's a Rasha, the son of a Rasha. Amar Rav Nachman, Malachi Zamordechai. When we have the prophets, Nevi'im, known as Malachi, say Malachi is actually, he was Mordechai. If I'm going to curse from Malachi, always call Malachi. Shaya Mishnah Melech, because he was number two man to the Melech, so it's Malachi. Meisri Frech, the Gemara, is that really true? Baruch ben Neria, Usroya ben Maseiwa, V'Daniel, Umordechai Bilshan, V'Chagai, Zechariah, Umalachi, whoa, Kulin, it's not, but Shtayim, Leveyavish, all of them, They gave Nevuah during the time of the second year of Daryavish. But we see Mordechai is mentioned and Malachi is mentioned, so they're clearly not the same person. To Yofta. Oh, you're right, he's not. Next, Tanya. We're going to the Baisa. I'm going to Bishul Mekorcha. Kamsi says, Malachi ze Ezra. He was actually Ezra. The Chachamim Omer Chacham say, Malachi Shemo. His name was actually Malachi. Amr of Nachman of Nachman comes and he says, "Mistaber command Amr Malachi is Ezra." Makes sense according to one who says he was Ezra. The Chsev in the Vius, as it says by the Nevu of Malachi, "Bagdi Yehuda v'to'eva ne'asasabi Yisrael b'Yishalayim ki chila Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ahivu ba'al b'Yisrael neichar." Yehuda was treacherous, and a disgusting thing was done by Israel, and Yishalayim for Yehuda has profaned the holiness of Hashem, and that he loved and married the daughter of a ben of someone who's nechar, which means not one of the yidden. And what he would do is basically Malachi would go and give the smackdown for anyone who would marry a guy. Uman afresh noshim nachiras. Who was it? Who separated the Jews from their wives that were gayim? Ezra was Ezra. The Chassidus pasuk says, "Vayan." Shchanya ben Yechiel mebnei Elam v'yomer le'Ezra anachnu mo'alnu elokeinu v'noshev nashim nachios. This fellow said, he cried out and he said to Ezra, "We went against Hashem and we married non-Jews." We see that both of these nevuas have to, both of these like discussions have to do with getting rid of their non-Jewish wives. So seemingly, then we come out to say that they were the same person. Now let's continue to talk more about Rachav. Tanu Rabbanan. Arba Nashim Yifefios HaYivolam. There were four beautiful women that are found in the world, most beautiful. Sarah, the Esther. Got a little change over here in the scene. Rachav. Rachav Avigail. So it's Sarah, Rachav Avigail, and Esther. Four most beautiful women. Ulman Damar Esther Yerakros HaYisa. And according to the one who says that she was really green, Mabag Esther May Lvashti. Take an Esther and put Vashti. Tanu Rabbanan. Rachav Bishma Zinsa.
Rashi explains that means that somebody goes ahead and asks your Shema, Nigra Archer Taivas Nus. Someone who mentions her name, he gets pulled after his Nus, Rachav being like wide. Yael Bikola, Yael with her, just with her voice, people get pulled up towards her. Avigail was Chirasa, Avigail, just by thinking about her. Michal Bas Shaul, Biryasa, and Michal, daughter of Shaul, just seeing her. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kola Omer Rachav, Rachav Miyad Nikri. Anyone who says the name Rachav Rachav immediately is going to see Kerry, says Rashi. Amar Leir of Nachman, he says, Ana Amina Rachav Rachav Loich Bisli. I said, and it didn't mean anything to me. This is a parallel Gemara. Where do we see this Gemara? No, where's Dol? Tainus says Daf Hey. So he says, I said it. It didn't mean anything to me. I was okay. Amarlay. So they said back to him. So Rav Yitzchak comes in. He says, Amarlay, ki kamina biyodu makira. It's talking about when you know her and you recognize her. Then it'll have an impact. Now back to the Megillah. Mordechai yoda is kol asher naaseh. Mordechai knew everything that happened and he cried out, my Omar. What did he say? Rav Omar, gava Haman me Achashverosh. Boo. He says, Haman is even more gaivadik than is Achashverosh. Rashi says, shamalu libo l'davar. He came into his heart to do it, even when Achashverosh didn't want, even though he hated him. Shmuel Amar, Gavar Malka Yilam, Yimalka Tata. He says the upper king, meaning Hashem, has won over the lower king, meaning Achashverosh, but it's spoken out in like an opposite Lashon. Rashi says, Kinoihu, Hefech B'Lashon Nekiah, meaning to say that, so to speak, Achashverosh beat the Ribbono Shalom. Like a lav, the Kabiachal. But Tischalchel Amalka, and the Malka was Tischalchel. My by Tischalchel, what does that Lashon mean? Amarav, she pierced a Nida, she became a Nida. Of Yermia, Amar, she hutzchal and kaveh, that she ended up, she needed to use the bathroom. She got very nervous and she had to make her use the bathroom. Batikra Estel Hasach, and she called Hasach. Amarav, Hasach is the Daniel. It was Daniel. Volominikra Shemo Hasach, why was he called that? Because it cut him down from his godless. He was a chasuva person. Okay, he was very chasuva person. We found him a course also. A very chasuva person. But when it came to Achashverosh, he cut him down from his position. He was lowered. Actually, just the opposite. Why was Daniel called Hasach? Because he actually, everything was decided by him. He was the man. So Esther, this is when she sent a message to Mordechai to see like what's going on. Why was he in sackcloth and why was he mourning? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Shalchu Lo, that he sent Shema Avru. Esther said to Mordechai, Shema Avru Yisrael Chamisha Chumshi Torah. What is it? Maybe like Kli said, they went against Chumshi Torah. The Chsiv Bahen that says Mizeh Umizeh Heim Ksuvim. Pardon, not a question, a statement. Shema over Yisrael, the Chamisha Chamisha Torah. Maybe the one against the Chamisha Chamisha Torah, the pasuk that says, the Chsiv Bahen says about it, Mizeh Umizeh Heim Ksuvim. They're written on both sides, right, by the Luchos. Quick background to what we're going to say right now. And that is that Mordechai goes and he tells Asach, right, which is Daniel. He says, tell Esther to go to Achashverosh and to try to get him to save the Jewish people, And we know that Esther sent back that she's not doing it. Right? Because if she goes, she can be killed. She's not going against the Melech to go and he's not killed. So he doesn't decide to go back. He didn't want to tell. So she had to send the message with other people. Vayagidu l'Mordechai z'divrei Esther, and it was told, they told, what's they? Vayaged, and he told. Which is Asach. The answer is because Ve'ilu Ihu laws Lagabe, he himself didn't go back. Mikan She'en Mishivin ala Kalkala. From here we learn that you don't go back to tell something which is bad. Rashi says, Shahisa Esther Monas, Lava Lamelech, Figach Lohishiv Hasachel is Shluchuso, Vesa Sholchot Ve'al Yedechim. Because he didn't want to go back, so therefore she had to send other people to do it for her. Next, Lich Kenosis Kola Yudim, Ada Sher Lokadas. Go ahead and Esther says, okay, fine, I'll do it. But get all the Yidden and which is not the minhag. The full pasuk is leich kenos kol yudam and nitzan b'shushan. V'tzumu alai v'atuchel, make sure you fast for me. Don't eat or drink for 3 days. Days there, day or night. And I'm also going to go ahead v'chein over l'melech asher lo kadas. I'm going to go against the will. Kasher avadati, avadati. I'm going to go against that which I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not called, but I'm going to go. But daven for me. Amar Rebbe Abba, shalo kadas hayot. It was something which was against what was normally done. There was going to be something which is different over here. Why is that? Because every single day, what happened was, we know that she was with Achashverosh, and she was also with Mordechai. When she was with Achashverosh, it was against her will, so therefore she could still be with her husband. But if she's now going with her own will, then she's going to lose out from being with her husband anymore. It was done by onus against her will. Rashi says, Nivalti beonus. It was against my will. But now I'm doing it beratzon. From now on, I'm going with my own because of what you're asking me to do. And now, like I'm lost, I'm going to be lost. Just like I was lost in my father's house, meaning that her parents died and she didn't have any parents, so too, I'm going to go ahead and not have you either because I'm not allowed to be with you anymore. Rashi says, I'm going to be usher. She's doing it against her will, that's one thing. But for her, if she does it with going herself, then she's got herself a problem. Next, Vayavor Mordechai. Mordechai passed. Amarav Rav, Shehevir Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Betainis. What that means is that he fasted during Pesach. There were 3 days of fasts that were going on over here. Rashi says, "Shairibi Yud Gimel Benisan, Nichtva Giros Benisan Adas B'Shushan, V'Yodal V'Chemishasar V'Shishasar Hisanu B'Shishasar Nitla Haman Bu Ba'er." From the 16th of night, that's when he was hanged. But the point is that he fasted the 3 day fast, and that was the first day of Pesach. Shmuel Amar Da'Avar Arkuma D'Maya. What it means is Mordechai passed that there was a pool of water. Rashi explains to go gather those who are on the other side. Next, it was the third day she wore Malchus, big day Malchus, mi boile. She said, big day Malchus, we saw this yesterday. She was dressed. So we see she had Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, the old Malti Birchas Hedrut Kalavei Necha. You never let it be the bracha of a simple person. It should be simple in your eyes. Like someone that's so chashuv, don't look down the bracha. Shari Shnei Gedolei Adar. We have two great people. Birchum Shnei Hadrosas. Take the brachas from two simple people. From the Skyim of Ham, and it worked out. Ve'Elohein, David v'Daniel. David and Daniel. David the brachia Aravna. Aravna came to give him a bracha. The chesiv is a pasuk says, Vayomer Aravna el Amelech. And Aravna said to the king, and apparently he was a simple person in terms of his ruchnius. He wasn't so chashev. And yet, we see what happened. Daniel, the barchi dar yavish, the chesiv Elohach di ant palach le tadira, who is shezvinach, that your God, when you serve him, he's going to save you. If you serve him, he's going to save you. Okay, nice brachas. From Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, Alti Kilila said Yod Kala Benecha. Just like a brachas said, you shouldn't be kal. So to the curse of a simple person shouldn't be kal. Shouldn't be light in your eyes. Sure, if a melech kilila sarah, because if a melech, you have a curse to Sarah. Hine hu lach ksus enayim. We know she took Sarah, and then when it turns out that afterwards, he found out that he has to give her back, and he didn't know that she was married. And he was really upset about the fact that they didn't tell her, so they didn't tell him. So you see, when he gives it back, he says, "Hinei hu lach suseinaim." It's going to be a covering for your eyes. When the skyim of Zara, and this ended up happening with her Zara. Vayihi zakin Yitzchak v'techaneinav. It says that when Yitzchak was older, he ended up getting his eyes like he couldn't see. Sorry about that if you couldn't hear, but basically, when Yitzchak got older, he couldn't see well, and that's what happened. He said to Sarah, this is what's going to happen. The eyes are going to be dimmed. And that's what happened to Yitzchak, her offspring. Simple person in terms of his ruchnis, yet still the klala ended up happening. Sorry about the background noise over here. I'm in the airport. From Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, Bo Re'ei, Shalok, Yimindus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas, Basav Adam. Not the way that Hashem is, the way of people. Midas, Basav Adam, Ado, Shofetz, Kedera, Ve'achar, Kanosen, Socha, Mayim. First, what happens is that a person goes ahead and he puts down some sort of pot. And then afterwards, he goes and he puts water into the pot. That's the way that we normally do things. Rashi says that Moshiva alakira, he kriyas shvisa. He goes and puts it down onto the oven and the stovetop, and then you put the water. And then you have to put the water in. Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu, no sin mayim. First, he puts water, yichakach, shofes like there. Then he goes and puts a pot. Lakai mitzin emar, in order to pull the words, it says, Lakol tito hamon mayim bashamayim. The pasuk says that the sound of him giving tons of water in the heavens. Okay, another shtickle. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Kol Amar Dovash B'Shem Amar. Anyone who says the something in the name of the one who said it, maybe Geula, but Olam brings the Geula to the world. Shenemar, like the pasuk says,
V'tomer Esther l'melech v'shem Mordechai, and Esther said to the king in the name of Mordechai. So we go and we see that because of the fact that she did that to Bar Geula, therefore we see the same idea, we should say something v'shem Amro. Okay, another shtekov Amro b'lozer v'chinira. Tzadik avad l'doro avad. If a tzadik dies, then it's the dor that ends up losing out. Meaning the tzadik doesn't lose out because he's still himself. But the dor loses out because we don't have the tzadik anymore. What is this, a mashal too? Mashal adam sha'avdalo margalis. So a mashal, the person who loses like a precious stone. Ko makom shehi margalis shema. Any place where it is, it's still called the margalis. A stone, it's a special thing. A law of the el labayla, just lost to the person. V'chol zeini v'shov eli. You know, Haman saw when Haman boo, when Mordechai didn't go and bow down to him. So he says, kol zeh. All this is not worth anything to me if I don't have Mordechai bowing down to me. When he saw that he was sitting in the king, the gates of the king, he said, "Kol ze einenu shavli." All of this is not worth anything to me. What does that mean? This one, meaning he's talking about Mordechai, he comes in a way that he's got some cash. Rashi says, "Mordechai ba'i love." B'tainis Osher, Haman Bu, B'tainis Oni, he comes as a poor person. Shemachar Haman is Atzmo, L'Mordechai, Kodom Chem Yom Rabim, B'kikari Lechem. He sold himself for a kikar of Lechem, for bread. V'zeba, and like it finishes off now, V'zeba, and this one is coming. Peep, turn the page, says Rav Amad Beis, B'prozboti. This one's coming from Prozboti. Which means Rashi says Loshan Anius Kamo Vahavit Tavitenu Sechas Gitten, right? So he's coming in a position of being poor. Amar of Papa said the Korale Avdu de Mizdaban Mitalme. They called him, he was talking about Haman, called him Boo, the slave who was sold for bread. Rashi says Bikikor is Lechem because of bread. The Medrash says that they're both generals in the army and they're supposed to wait a certain amount of time to go to war, and Haman Bu, instead of rationing out the bread properly, he ended up giving out of it away, and then he needed some to give to Mordechai. Mordechai came to Mordechai. Mordechai said, "There's a general with another army, another platoon." He said, "I'll give you some. He's a servant." Anyway, the Cholzein and the Shavuot, this is not worth anything. Malama took all Gnuds of Shalos of Russia, Chakuk and Olibo. All the stuff that he owned, all of his cash, was Chakuk, was engraved on his heart. And B'shach Shiro is Mordechai Yosef B'shar Melech. When he saw Mordechai sitting in Shar Melech, Amar, he said, Kol Zein and Eshavli, all of this is not worth it, meaning all the things that he has written on his heart. Farmer Elazar Rebbe Chanina, Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yos HaTorah B'Rosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. In the future, Hashem is going to be a crown for all, every single Tzadik. Shemar's Pesach says, B'Yom Ahu Yashem Tzavakos La'Teres Tzavi. That day Hashem is going to be a crown of beauty. What do these words mean when it says teres tzvi, which is a crown of beauty, tzefiras tefara? It says la'osin tzivyonu v'lemitzapin tefarsa. What it means is that you get schar for the people who follow Hashem and those who wait for His glory. Yochala kol, you would have thought that maybe it's going to be that everyone's going to get it. Tamad lomar l'she'er amo. This is for the leftovers, literally, of His people. Shiraim, those who make themselves like they are Shiraim, like leftover. In other words, they humble themselves. So, Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin. Now, V'luruach Mishpat, Pasuk says for a spirit of judgment. Zadan is Yitzer. This is somebody who judges his Yitzer. He judges Yitzer. Rashi says, Kofeu Lashav Tshuva. In other words, he forces his Yitzer to do Tshuva. He goes to do Tshuva. Ve'layoshev b'mishpat, ala mishpat, ze'adon din emes lamito, someone goes and judges. Din of emes lamito, he judges honestly. Ve'lagvura, when the pasuk says ve'lagvura, for strength, ze'emes gabalito, this is someone who goes and overcomes his yetzer. Rashi says, enu holech acharav lavor avera, doesn't go to be over an avera. Meshivei milchama, those who come back from war, they turn back from war. Shenosin v'nosin b'milchamto shatora, v'nosin v'notin, they go back and forth when it comes to the idea of toira. Shara, which means to the gate, Elu Tamil Chacham, Shamashkim, Ma'arivim, Babata Genesis, Babata Majoshos. These are the great sages to get up and to go. Rashi says, Hainu, Sa'ar Sa'osim, Shanasin, Shorim, Liftoch, Dosos. That's what it means, like the gates. They make like gates to open up the doors. Bashkamo, Lacher, Sham, Shem, Eid, Zman, Yilos. And after a bunch of time, they lock them up, they shut them. So they open them and they close them. Next pasuk, Amar Midas Adin, Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Midas Adin said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu, Elu Me'elu. What's the difference between these ones and those ones? In other words, Bnei Yisrael and the rest of the people of the world. What's shad that Klal Yisrael is going to get tzitzchar and the Goyim don't? Amar Le'a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because we all said, Yisrael, Oskar B'Torah, they're Oskar B'Torah. The Umas Olam, Oskar B'Torah. They're not stacking in Teira, so what do you expect? Amalei, so the Mitzvah didn't, says back. Says, V'gam, now that we see that they're not getting on that same level over there, we see the Pasuk says, they also reel through wine and stagger through strong drink. They stumble in judgment. Rashi says, Gam Eila, Eilu Arishoim, and Yidonim B'Gehenim, B'Yayin Shagu Klomer, Av Heim Osu Keheim, L'Fikach Donim, therefore they get judged. Upon completely Gehenim Nishpatu, they get judged in Jehinom. How do we know it's talking about Gehenim? Ein Paku El Gehenim, that's what Paku means, Gehenim. Shenemer Velo Siya Zos Lecha Lefuka. It shouldn't be something which is a stumbling block. Vein Puliliya El Dayanim, and the Lashon Puliliya means judges. Shenemer Venosan Bafulilim, and he's got to pay according to what the judges say. Back to the Dash and the actual Pesukim itself. Talmud b'chatzar bisa melech apnimis, and Esther stood in the inner court by the king, by the melech. Amar b'levi, kivet yegi l'bisa tzlamim nistakli me'le shechina. As soon as she got to the place where they had by him, there were these avodah zarah shtiklich, and the shechina left. Amar, she said, Eili, Eili, lama azavtani. Why did you go out? Why did you forsake me? Why did you leave me? Shema atadana, shogi kamezid. Maybe because you want to say that someone's like a shogi is like amazed. Bel Ones Kiratson is almost like an Ones is like a Ratson. And Rashi explains what that means is that Afa Bishani Ba Ilov Me Eli Onesu, even though I'm coming on my own, it's really still considered an Ones. Oshema Al She Krasiv Kelev. Maybe because I called Achashverosh a dog. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Hatzila Mecherev Navshi Me Ad Kelev Yechidasi. Save my Neshama, my Nefesh from the sword. Myself from that of the dog. Chasa v'krasa arye. So then, to pull it back, and like Rashi says, Atzila mecherev nafshi, but also mizmaru. So chasa v'krasa arye, she switched it back, and she called him actually a lion. Shenemer, u'she'eni v'pi arye, save me from the mouth of the lion. Vayihi kiros ha'melech as Esther Malko. And we saw Esther, and she came without being called. Really, she should have been killed, but and he took out his long shtickle toyri has there, the scepter, and he put it out. So Pasuk says, the full one says, Vahikros Hamelech Esther Malko, Medes Machatur Nasu Chain Beinov, Vayoshet Melech Esther is a Sharvita Zov, a Shabiyod, a Vatigra Festa, Vatigra Boroshet Hervit. She came forward and she touched the tip of it. Amr Vyochan, Gilma Malchi Asharis, Zdam the Labos Hashah. There are three Malachim that came at that particular time. Echachig biat esavar, one that lifted up her neck because she was very weak from the fact that she wasn't eating anything. One that made her bestow favor on Achashverosh. She looked at her in a good way. The other one that took the Sharvit and had it totally stretch out to her. And that's how we go ahead and she would. If he does that, then he goes and she can survive. Vekama, how far did it go? It was two amos, and they made it go 12 amos. Amalah, Sheish Esrei. Some say, no, it was 16 amos. Made it stretched out 16 amos. Amalah, Alasim Vavra, some say 24 amos. Alasis Tana, Alshishim. And you have one bride that says, it was as many as 60 amos. Lublina strikes again a drop afterwards. Zechena tamotzi be amosa shel baspara. You also find it by the amo of baspara. We know she went down and she stuck out her arms to go save Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that she ended up, her arms ended up stretching out. Zechena tamotzi be shine rishayim. We also find this. But the teeth of the wicked people, that their teeth went for 60 amos. So that's just Og Melech HaBashan, Meseches Brachos, Pergara, that he had such a big shtickle toyota going on over there. The teeth of the Rishayim, you broke. From Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Altigre Shibarta Ella, shirvavta, which means that it didn't break, but rather you extended it, you made it much longer. Rabbi Baralfron, Amar Mishum Rabbeleza, Shisham Mirabo, Rabbi Mirabo, it can be said something here, his Rebbe, and his Rebbe, from his Rebbe. Sinai was actually 200 amas that it went out. Okay, next part, and then we have another idea that comes up over here. That is Vayomer Lo HaMelech Maloch Esther Amalko Mabakashaga Chatzi Amalchus Teres. What do you want? Up to like half of the Malchus, and we'll go ahead and we'll do it for you. Whatever you need. Chatzi Amalchus, Lo Kol Amalchus, only Chatzi, and not all of it. Velo Davar Shechotzis Amalchus, and that's something that splits up the Malchus. Umayni Yu, what's that? Something that splits the Malchus? Binyan Beis HaMikdash, rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Ahasuerus rocked the whole thing. And the Beis HaMikdash is right in the middle. He was ruling the world. Therefore, if you go ahead and you go down the middle, you're going to end up splitting the thing. So you can't do that. Okay, we're going to see now. Pasuk says, Yavo Melech Vahaman Bu Elamishta. So we know that Esther goes and invites him. And I think the Gemara is going to say something like 12 reasons as for why she did that. And the Gemara is going to ask at the end. So which one is the reason? They're going to say the answer is all of them. Here we go. What did she see that she went ahead and she invited Haman Bu? She was trying to set him up. But the table is going to be a trap for them. She learned it from her. She learned to do this from her father. Rashi explains that it means be based on via lambda shama atinokos ra'omim kenshir, like the kinderlach were dashing such an idea. Shemar, the pasuk says, im ra'iv son so na'acha chileu lachem. If your enemy's hungry, then give him some bread to eat. Rabbi Meir comes and gives another reason and says why in Omer kedei shelo yitol eats of himrod, so you shouldn't go ahead and take advice and then go ahead and be morid b'malchus, go against the king. And he was really, Rashi says, b'melech shaisa shaito matzalachas, he was doing really well, he was successful, so she didn't want him to go ahead and to win. So that the Yidden won't know that she's Jewish, right? I'm sorry, that they wouldn't realize that she's Jewish, so therefore she set it up in a way that you think, of course, she's not. So in other words, the Yidden wouldn't say, "Achosi Yishlam Beis HaMelech." We have a sister who's in the kingdom, so we don't have to worry about it. They're not going to go and they're going to daven for mercy. Because they say, "Hey, don't worry about it. We don't need Hashem because we have Esther." So they see that she's making a party. They're going to get all nervous and they're going to daven. The reason why she go and did that is that she could be there, be with him a lot. Rashi says, "Ulei tuchalach shilo b'shem davar." If they make, she's able to mess him up in front of the king. Rabbi Shimon ben Asayim says, "Ulei yargish hamakom." Rashi said, "Maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to feel something here." Rashi says, "Yargish Kadosh Baruch Hu sha'afani mekarev esaneim shel Yisrael inami yargish ani tzricha l'rach nefrash zeh ulezal zeh bechvodi." And the finish off, it says, "V'yasen lanu neis," is going to do a neis for us. Maybe Hashem will see how much I'm working, Rashi says, and therefore he's going to go ahead and he's going to say, "Okay, let me help. This is pretty serious." Rabbi Shuvan Karchiyomi says, "Asbir lo panim kedisha yaragu vihi." She says, "I'm going to smile at him in order that the Achashverosh is going to think that we're, you know, doing some stuff we shouldn't be doing," Rashi says, "and then she's going to kill both of us. And once he kills both of us, then we're going to be mavata the gzera because one of the people involved in the gzera is dead." We saw that earlier as well. I mean, you go and you set the end of Tainus. If you get, when you find a person, remember the Gemara where it says that the guy says that we're looking for, I forget who it was, maybe Gamliel or something, and the guy says, "Hey, what will it be if I mavata the gzera? You're going to send me to Gan Eden?" He said, "Yes." And he went to the roof and he jumped off. And then they said, "Oy vey, he died. It must be some sort of shtickle. Let's get rid of it." But anyway, he was part of it. So the same thing else over here. She was willing to kill herself in order to make sure that the gezerah was not going to happen. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Melech, Hafach V'chan Hoya. Achashverosh was a Hafach V'chan, means V'chozer V'diburo. He went back and forth. He was changing his mind left and right. And therefore, since she wanted to what? Make sure the Haman Bu is there. So, if she's able to go ahead and convince Achashverosh to kill him, You do it immediately, so he doesn't go ahead and change his mind again, as Rashi says. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Tzvichan Ar Lomodoy. Rabbi Gamliel says that Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Tzvichan Ar Lomodoy. We need the Modoy, and that means Rabbi Eliezer, the very first one that's trying to mess them up. And everything else is coming after to explain why it was done as a party. The Tanya from Lankana Baisa, Rabbi Eliezer Modoy Omer, Kinasu Bamelech, Kinasu Basarim. She brought him, she made all the Melech jealous. And all the other officers were jealous of him also, because only he's the one who got invited. Rabba Amar Rabba says, Lifnei Shever Gaon. Before there's getting the smackdown, there's this haughtiness. So build them up and then smash them down. Abaye Rabba Amar Rabba, they say, Bechumam Ashis Es Mishteim. When they're hot, I'm going to give them their food. I'm going to give them what to eat. Whenever they do these meals, basically mess them up. It's all Beishel. But shots are what happened. So I want to do it here also to mess them up. Ashri Rabbi Varavu Lilio. He saw Lio and Navi. Amr Lehi says to him, Kaman Chazi Esther Vavda Achi. Of everything that we just said, what was the reason why she actually invited Haman Bu? Amr Lehi, she said, Kechulu Tanayi, like everyone. Kechulu Amr, like all the Tanayim and all the Merayim that were said before. All the reasons that were given. Okay, another pasuk that we have over here. Vesapalem Haman is kvod osho v'rov banov, and Haman Bu goes ahead and tells him how rich he was and how many kids he has. V'kama rov banov, what does that mean? How many kids did he actually have? Amarav said Lamed, he had 30. He had 30 kids, 30 boys. Asar Mesu, 10 of them died. V'asar Nitlu, 10 of them were hanged. V'asar Mechazen El Apsachim, and 10 of them were very, very poor. They were going around collecting money. Rabbanan, they said, Osan Shemechazen El Apsachim, Shivmai, the one looking for food, there were 70 of them. Duxiv Seveim Balechem Niskaru. That they were full, have then now worked out for bread. Alter Grey Sveim, don't worry, that's full, El Shivim 70. The Rami Baraba Maisis Kulan Masayim Mashmonav, but there are actually 208 kids. Shinamar Virov Banov. It says Rov Banov, the word Rov is 208. Fekti Gemara, Virov, Begamat Shemasan Varbesaravu. This comes to 214. So Amar Rav, it's like Verov Ksev without the Vav, comes out to 208. That night, the king wasn't able to sleep. Amar Tachman, Nadadash Nas Malko Shal Olam. It means that it's the king of the Olam, meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam himself couldn't sleep. It said that upper ones, the Malachim, they were all antsy. And the ones down here, Achashverosh, also, he was moving around. He wasn't able to go ahead. He wasn't able to sleep. Rav Amrish, not Samelach Achashverosh, Mamish. And it's actually talking about just his sleep. Nafralei, Milsa Bedaite. Something popped into his mind. He thought about something. Rashi says, Klomar, Mazos Ava, Lefanei Achsov, Davar Chadosh Kazeh. What's Pshat that this is happening right now? Amar, Mai, the Kamen, Dizimte. This Minte Esther Haman Bu. So what's pshat that she goes ahead and she invited Haman Bu to come? Dilma Eitzah Koshakli Levei Da'ahu Gavra Lemitalei. Maybe he wanted to go ahead and they want to kill me. Both the reason they kill me. So Ahad Armor. Then he said, Yehachi Lo Hava Gavra Derachemli. If that's true, then is there anyone who loves me to have a modali who's going to go ahead and is going to help me? Is going to tell me what they're trying to do? What they're trying to So what their plan is. Hadarmi, he said, Dilma Ike Inish to offer be Tivusa. Maybe someone did something good for me below Prata, I never paid him back. Mishamachi, Mimine Inche, and therefore, whoever it is that maybe saved me, helped me in some way, they're holding back below Migliluli and not going in and telling me what happened. Miyad, Vayomar Lahavia Sefer Zichronos, Divrayam. He said, immediately, go ahead and bring me the Sefer Zichronos, Divrayam, so I can go look to see if anybody came along and did something for me, and I didn't help them. Next, it says Vayuni Koraim, and they were read in front of the Melech. Malamich and Korme Aleim, they read on their own. Rashi says Mashma Shaya Kosu Mechados Ksav Mashma Meikar Vayimsa Kosu Zevus Koraim Lefanav Asher Higi the Mordechai, that it started reading itself to Achashverosh. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Thank you so much. Sorry about all the background noise. Wish all y'all a great, great day.